Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. And Richard Epstein, Professor Richard Epstein, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. And we are discussing the SEC request for answers and questions about new thinking about climate change in the Biden administration. Part of this new thinking is companies are to provide information that connects with how well they're doing reducing their greenhouse gases or complying with government regulations. The one part of these questions that struck me as unusual, but I'm unfamiliar with the SEC rules, is number 12 in these questions put out for 90 days to respond. What are the advantages and disadvantages of a, quote, comply or explain framework for climate change that would permit registrants to either comply with or, if they do not comply, explain why they have not complied with the disclosure rules? How should this work? Should comply or explain apply to all climate change disclosures or just select ones? And why? Richard, is this the police power and is this the SEC judging how a company's done year to year on uncertain metrics? I got lost in this question.
Yes, well, the police power more generically simply refers to those actions which are justified with respect to the health, safety, morals, the general welfare of the publication, of the public. And here is obviously health and safety are the two things that are most involved. And generally speaking, you can justify a degree of coercion, including a degree of disclosure. But the problem has always been, is the thing targeted at an end that is legitimate? And have you used a means which is proportionate to the harm in question? Both of these are very tricky issues. But the feature that you're talking about is a kind of an adjudication. And what they're saying is, you cannot comply with this particular operation. Explain yourself or we will hold you guilty. Well, this is not the first time this has happened. More recently with NASDAQ, when people did not meet diversity quotas, they were told that you could explain why it is that you did not meet it. Well, at this particular point, it's like a quasi-trial. And a quasi-trial, if you do it wrong, could become an inquisition. So the SEC, for example, has run these things with respect to ordinary violations. And there's a case called Lucia in which it basically shows them running a Kafkaesque system of courts. They appoint their own judges, then they basically are prosecuted. And it turns out judges at the same time. The appeals are very limited. They can ruin people's reputation. They could wipe them out financially and so forth. Well, who is this going to be before? It's not as though you get a chance to go into federal court before a neutral judge and to explain that you think that the regulations are odious or that the demands are ridiculous. You have to go before the SEC itself. But they've already tipped their hands. Now, they essentially, I think, are way over the top with respect to these kinds of issues. And so when it comes to the kinds of explanations you're going to give, this is what's going to happen. We, in fact, have already decided that climate change is the number one issue in peril that we have to face. Please don't try to argue against that in this particular forum. Two, it turns out when you put things forward and you're going to deviate from the norms, given its importance, what you're going to have to do is to justify this with extremely powerful arguments, and we can decide whether or not to accept or reject them. And as best I can tell, there's no appeal to a neutral party, which will have what they call de novo, that is from the beginning kind of review over the things in second. So the way in which they're doing this is to essentially set up a kangaroo court inside their own operation to run this. This issue, I think, is going to be very important because there are real due process implications. I believe the issue is right before the Supreme Court, but I haven't read all the opinions yet because things like this were done in the patent office. And it just the moment you look at it, just the stench comes to the nostrils and you say, you cannot do this kind of thing. What you need under due process is an unbiased person with an opportunity to speak and a reasonable burden of proof, none of which are satisfied in this particular case.
Let me give an example and see if I understand where the SEC can go with this, if it chooses to. If climate change is the number one issue, and you are a company, say Amazon, let's pick a big one, a big successful one, and you have a fleet of drivers who use fossil fuel driven vehicles, and you have warehouses that are not sealed, so that what you would say is that their energy usage is intolerable for greenhouse gases. They're using too much energy and they're not properly ventilated or sealed. All of that, you could take this comply or explain and oblige this company to replace its fossil fuel fleet and to rebuild its warehouses. Is that possible?
Well, we don't know under a disclosure regime whether you'll be forced them to do it, because the SEC doesn't have that power, or in effect, when you basically declare that their disclosures are insufficient, what happens is it exposes you to a collateral attack by activist groups who say you haven't given sufficient disclosure under the SEC, and therefore there is an improper distortion of price level, which means that you're vulnerable to suits by us. I think it's the second thing that is much more likely, but then we can do it the other way, which is, okay, the SEC issues this, and it says, you know, you really have to change the energy sources inside your Amazon trucks and facilities. We refer this over to the Environmental Protection Agency with a recommendation that they seek enforcement actions on a direct basis because the disclosures have been deemed inadequate in this particular case. So I think, in effect, that the dangers of this kind of situation are very powerful. And this goes back, and I'll just end on this note.
Yes, so we have one minute, Richard. Go ahead.
One of the key features of most progressive organizations starting in the 1930s is they don't believe in separation of powers as a check in order to protect individual liberty. So they consolidate the executive, the judicial, and the legislative function in the hands of a single agency. And this is essentially accelerated in recent years. It did so in the Dodd-Frank situation with respect to the SEC, and it's happening again in this particular case. And that one has to realize is that the due process questions really matter most when the people you are dealing with are so sure that they are right that they don't have to listen to your explanation with any care because they know it all in advance. And that's exactly what's happening here.
Richard Epstein, Professor Richard Epstein, he's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. He teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, writing most recently at Defining Ideas about a narrative that the Biden administration has started. A conversation between major private corporations, public traded corporations that are responsible to their shareholders, and the SEC about compliance or explanation of climate change into the future, into the indefinite future. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.